Freestyle Fridays. It's your man Animal Brown. Hey, I appreciate you rocking with the kid. We about to get this thing shaking. We're gonna jump back to 2019 just a little bit for this first joint. Let me step into the booth. All right, first things first, man. I need a beat. I'm not about to go acapella this whole time. I don't like my voice that much. So let me find a little beat. I'm fucking with this work. I like this right here. All right, let's get to it, man. We're 10 days deep into the new year, right? And if you haven't gotten your 2020 vision IG caption off yet, it's over with. It's done. It's finito. Already tired of seeing that. But still, happy new year again to everyone. Now, the best part of the beginning of the year for me, it's simple. It's the predictions, man. I get to guess what I think will happen in the rap game coming up this year. Now, before I try to go Miss Cleo with the predictions and shit, first we got to run back last year's joints. You can't know where you're going if you don't know where you've been, or however the saying goes. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Now, last year at this time, we did 3 predictions on the podcast. I completely bodied it, if you didn't hear. Trust me. It's kind of like a tradition that we do on the show, and it's always one of my favorites, man. At the beginning of the year, we each have 3 predictions. Last year was no different. Let me recap exactly why I said I bodied it, okay? First prediction I had last year. I said Drake was gonna take 2019 off. He had dropped at least 1 project a year from 2015 to 2018. That's a lot of music. All right, coming off an MVP season in 2018, I knew the 6th guy wasn't gonna go the Lil Wayne route and saturate the market, all right? I honestly think he has a good sense of self and that he knew it was time to fall back just a little bit. You gotta make people miss you sometimes. The only prediction I had for him was that he was going to do something So Far Gone related, because it was the 10-year anniversary of a, you know, classic mixtape. And then boom, what happened? He ended up dropping the mixtape on streaming sites. You're welcome. Now, where he messed up is he did not listen to my suggestion of doing 3 one-night-only shows for that project. If he would have done a show in Houston, Atlanta, and Vegas, I think that shit would have been fire. He could, that would have been a moment in hip hop. And of course, before you even ask me, yes, I would have been the first in line at the ATL show. I fuck around and would have camped out. He dropped the ball with that. That's no question. But other than the mixtape being re-released, and then he dropped the care package, which was a collection of Lucy's. You know what I mean? That Drake was low key. If it wasn't for those 2 things. Of course, we know he had the big single with Chris Brown, but I'm talking on the solo tip. He was super low. That prediction came to fruition. God damn, that even rhymed right there. I'm really ripping shit right now. Now, moving on to my second prediction that I body bagged. I predicted that a relative rap rookie would make his presence felt in 2019. Now, let's rewind. Let's roll the clip to hear exactly who it was that I said and why.
I think Roddy Ricch is next. I think he's next up.
What do you mean by next? Because he was busy.
No. He had a cool year last year. Very cool. That was the first time a lot of people had heard of him.
XXL freshman cover this year?
All of that. I'm saying what Lil Baby did last year.
Oh, hell no.
That's what's going to happen for Roddy Ricch in 2019. He dropped the Feed the Streets 2 project last year. Had a couple tracks bubbling on that Down For Real and that Die Young. Both went up. But I'm telling you, he's going to have an undeniable hit where somebody like my gal now knows who Roddy Ricch is. It's one of those situations. Like, we know him in the culture because we following this super heavy, but it's going to cross over to the heavy, like, radio. He's going to have a banger, and he's going to cross over similar to how Lil Baby and Gunna did last year. I'm telling you right now, Meek got him one with Roddy Ricch.
Ooh, hey, that boy good, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man, something about him right there. Now, sure, people who follow the culture closely, we're already familiar with Roddy Ricch, there's no doubt. He had a couple nice mixtapes with some joints on there that had people buzzing a little bit, but it wasn't nothing like Racks in the Middle on there. It wasn't nothing like Ballin' on there. It wasn't nothing like The Box on there. You know what I'm saying? Those are recognizable radio bangers to where now people like my gal, aka my wife, it's Nashville slang. I can't help it. I say my gal. Just work with me. People like my gal now know who he is and they checking for him. That's kind of been my gauge as to where you are as an artist. If my gal is asking me about it, that means I know you cooking up some. He also made the freshman cover. That's check. That was a layup. And I think that was a good look for him, too, because he did his thing on the freestyle, man. And he just got in front of more people's eyes. I think he knew what he was about to do in 2019. So he's like, man, let me get the year started on this cover. people are gonna know my face a little more. And then he had the music to match to go with it, man. So that's 2 for 2 on a prediction so far. All right. Now, for my third and final prediction from 2019, I missed the mark a little bit on this one. Okay, a lot of bit. I predicted that DJ Drama was gonna bring back Gangsta Grillz mixtapes. Okay, I was off on that one. I'll admit, Drama made a guest appearance on JID's project in 2018. It was late 2018. So I figured, shit, Drama might have something brewing. You know what I mean? He was doing the Gangsta Grillz drops. It had that nostalgic feel to it. I would have put house money on Drama bringing back Gangsta Grillz in 2019. And I think he could have done it. But that's not exactly what happened. And listen, this is why he dropped the ball. This would have been a perfect time to do it. His artist Lil Uzi Vert was nowhere to be found. He beefed with Drama about his label situation damn near all year. He dropped a single, but it was stupid late and did not drop his project. And I know that Drama is working with the young boy Jack Harlow. He's a young kid from Kentucky, but he still got some growing to do. Drama could have called up his 5 biggest rap friends. I'm sure they owe him some favors. He could have ran the year with classic tape after classic tape, but he blew it. Jack bought it. Instead, we got domestic abuse allegations and a YFN Lucci tape, which was banging, by the way. You know what I'm saying? I also mentioned that he could have had 5 like rap vets and then maybe sprinkled in 3 or 4, you know, of the young boys in there, like a Lucci or somebody of that nature. And he could have ran a relatively slow year. This was perfect. Come on, Drama, do better, man. Maybe he'll do that in 2020. Now, I went 2 for 3 on predicting the future. That's not bad. Predicting the future, that shit ain't easy. Did you listen to Lou's predictions? I don't even remember what they were, but I'm almost guarantee you he went 0 for 3. Y'all make sure y'all run that episode back for us if for some reason you missed it, all right? It was super dope. Now, this begs the question. AB, you bodied the 2019 predictions. All right, thanks, fam. I appreciate that. You got anything for 2020? Come on, man. You know I do. But you got to wait because I'm processing some thoughts, but I promise I got you on the next go-round. All right? This was Freestyle Friday. I hope you enjoyed it. It's your man, Animal Brown. Holler at your boy on IG and Twitter, Animal_Brown. I'm out.